One particularly admirable quality of Paul among others is this. Even when faced with a dire need to elevate himself, he manages to do so without coming off as egotistical to the majority, a nuance one can especially observe in his epistle to the Galatians. There, faced with similar predicament, he negotiates both of these issues. This requires immense tact and is incredibly challenging. He presents himself humble, yet states something commendable about himself. Notice how he values this point in this place as well. You focus on the surface of things. This too is proof of his wit. After chastising those who led them astray, he doesn't limit his comments to them. He smoothly transitions to a critique of these followers. He does this consistently. In fact, he does not only lash out at those leading others astray, but at those being led astray too. Had he let them off without holding them accountable, they wouldn't have been easily reformed through the words addressed to the deceivers. They would have become even more proud, believing themselves beyond criticism. So he criticizes them too. Another thing to admire about him is his ability to tailor his rebukes to fit each group. Listen to what he says to the deceived. You focus on the surface of things. This isn't a minor accusation. It suggests that they're extremely susceptible to deception. Essentially, what he's saying is, you judge based on initial appearances, on material things, on physical attributes. What does he mean by initial appearances? When someone is wealthy, boastful, surrounded by many sycophants, speaks highly of themselves, is ostentatious, or feigns virtue without actually being virtuous, this is what Paul means by you focus on the surface of things.